Did you say you had two?
We got a minute or two. Before we get started, I'd like to recognize someone. This is her very first meeting to the Livingston Parish Library Board. It's my wife, Donna Benkatz. First time. 20-something years.
Aren't you embarrassed?
I'm getting a trophy for this.
All right, let's call the meeting to order, please. Everybody stand for a moment of silence, please. Silence moment has ended. Let's pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Ronnie Dinkas.
Here.
Ivy Graham.
Here.
Kathy
Kennerice.
Here.
Melissa Anderson.
Here.
Mr. Larry Davis.
Here.
Wendy Neal.
Here.
And Francine.
Here. Do we have any public comments on the item on the agenda?
Michelle having been in the library system for almost 10 years, and Dustin having been here for 10 years. I don't think you're going to find two more qualified, responsible people to run the library system. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Danielle. I am the branch manager at the Watson branch of the Livingston Parish Library. I was volunteered by my branch to come here and read a letter to the board that they drafted and also I'm going to read this to you. Dear board, the staff at the Watson branch of the Livingston Parish Library wish to take this opportunity to address the board of control regarding the matter of the selection of a new director. Clearly, we are all aware of the tumultuous times in which we live and work. We believe that in the best interest of LPL's staff and patrons during this challenging time, The board should choose a director that has proven their dedication to the Livingston Parish Library and their competence as a leader. That being said, we would like to express our support of Michelle Parrish as our new director. Michelle has been with Livingston Parish Library for over a decade. She has started as a part-time employee and has worked her way through the ranks, becoming familiar with every aspect of the system. I'm not going to go into her degrees, you'll know that. And this makes her uniquely qualified to lead this system into the future as we grow and expand in the face of adversity. Michelle has proven herself as a competent manager of outreach services and the main branch, but has also proven to be an empathetic, gracious, and respectful leader. It is our considered opinion that not only no other applicant is qualified as Michelle to adequately deal with all of the aspects and the challenges that LPL faces going forward, but that no other applicant will have the full support of library staff and their full well-being in mind. Thank you for your time and consideration of our thoughts regarding the future of the Livingston Parish Library. And it was signed by all 13 staff members from Boston Bridge. At this point.
Anyone else?
You know, hello, my name is Gary Tower. I'm a councilman from Watson. I represent District 2. I gave all of y'all a letter tonight, or had a letter presented to y'all in support of Ms. Parrish and her as being the new director of Watson. And I think it outlined like five different issues, being from the community, being overly qualified, having been through the entire process, working your way from the ground up in the library, and having the support of the staff. And I think those things will be very important in this given the situation and some of the things that I'll take some responsibility in causing some of the turmoil, not meaning to, but it has. And so I just wanted to say that I think Ms. Parrish would be overly qualified and be a great asset if she was made director. Thank you.
I have not prepared anything, so this might come out as blah, blah, blah. I have worked with Michelle as manager of this branch while she was here. And while she was at this branch, we've had ups and downs of all things. High school students coming in, issues with patrons, whatever. And she handles the bumps with grace and let's say she's effective. She doesn't just listen. She listens, but she acts on it. Sometimes she doesn't act right away, but you know she's going to address an issue if it comes up with the best solution. And she's made the staff here very cohesive. We work really well as a team under her, and I think the whole system has her support, and I think they will work with her and for her in every capacity that they could. That being said, I've also spoken to or heard some of the feedback from the patrons who come into this branch. I was at Denham for over 10 years. Loved Denham, that was home. I moved here and the area welcomed me with open arms. And I didn't think I could be any happier, but actually I'm very happy. But the patrons have been coming in here say they love the attitude and the vibe in the library. They feel welcome, that they feel like this is like a home away from home, and the activities and everything that occur here make them feel like we're here for them as a community. And I think a lot of that has to do with what she's made this library lead to Livingston. She knows the people in the parish. There's not one person walks through the door who doesn't know who Michelle is, whether it's kids in school or whatever. So I think an outreach. I'm rambling, but my heart is in the right place, and I really think with all my heart and mind that this is the best direction we could go in for our library system right now. Go Michelle.
Anyone else? Last call. Anyone else have anything to say? All right, let's move on to new business. We had a committee, and we interviewed four people, and we reduced it down to two, and we selected one. But I'll get to that in a minute. Before we get into that, I would like to consider, in fact, I think we have to, four items. You have this paper in front of you. That's salary, time of employment, goals, and the contract. Okay? So these are my suggestions. Okay? We're open for discussion on this. But I think we have to come to a conclusion on all this. If you have the schedule there in front of you, I think you do. Yeah, I do. Michelle, right now, and we started it with step 14. That's correct, isn't it? It's my suggestion that we stay with step 14. And then in January, which we're going to have an evaluation, I think. We should have a six-month evaluation. We can discuss a raise or not at that time. And then in July, we'll have another evaluation, and that will put her on the yearly schedule, and we'll just take the schedule from there. So there'll be two evaluations before July of next year, which is, I think, we did before. That's what we've done. Any discussion?
Yeah, before we decide on salary, I have a statement to make. Over the course of the past 6 months, I have been able to study our library system, the people who work, and those who utilize it. I concluded that our library system is an essential part of the fabric of our community and serves a multitude of functions for the public and those who work it. I was also able to study our system's weaknesses, talk with our taxpayers and parish representatives about the needs of our library system and how we can maintain the library's legitimacy and overall need by the community. Those ideas were first to deal with the challenges we were facing head on regarding our children and the safety of their minds from sexually explicit books, to restoring the sacred tradition of prayer and pledge at meetings, to brainstorming ideas that would bridge the gap between the community and library system through special designated days throughout the year. However, I was met with consistent and constant attacks and manipulation. Moving forward, we begin the search for a new director that would first help motivate and protect employees, and that would also work closely with our government officials and community to expand the relationship between the library and all people. That search provided us with three extremely qualified candidates who have and continue to devote themselves to literacy and education. The top three candidates interviewed provided a wealth of knowledge, wisdom, and new ideas that would help achieve the goal of stronger relationships with our community. These interviews were conducted over a period of 5.5 hours. After each of these candidates were interviewed, the consensus was to promote our interim director to director on the basis of personality and personal relationships, rather than actual qualifications. Each candidate interviewed had more experience combined and individually than our current interim director. This is not a personal attack, but a fact. We as a board and as a committee have a job, like every employer, to be impartial in the hiring process and to promote the very best candidate for the job, not just a candidate we prefer or like. This is the definition of the good old boy system, which our community continues to express frustration with. My vote today is not an indication of the interim director's ability, but rather the experience and qualifications they hold to lead our libraries forward. That means that our director should already have the majority of the skills and ability to deal with the day-to-day issues, not hire companies and more employees to supplement the work that should be the director's. It also means following policy and ensuring a working relationship with their governing body and board, not just the ones they like or agree with. And finally, they should have a passion and demonstrated experience to libraries and the community they serve. Our parish is done with political boards that give jobs to their friends instead of providing needed resources for our community and hiring the best candidate who can accomplish this goal. Each of the top three candidates had educational and academic achievements that would provide our libraries with a wealth of knowledge while also providing realistic problem solving to the issues facing our libraries today, like balancing the budget, protecting the millage, and securing funding for years to come. Also, each of the top three candidates demonstrated knowledge not just in public libraries, but in classrooms, public universities, and overseas museums. Each of these candidates applied for the director position because they knew the residents of Livingston Parish were exceptional in their support and loyalty to our libraries. Each of these top three librarians also interviewed in the hope they would actually be considered for the job, not just interviewed to check a box or fill a quota. Tonight, I will be voting no in recommending the current interim director to receive a job promotion simply on the basis that each candidate interviewed had more experience in the field of study and educationally than our current interim director. They also have the wisdom of leading libraries through difficult times and strengthening the library's legitimacy throughout their respective communities. I urge the board here tonight to vote for this candidate, not based on a personal relationship or hope or desire of what they will or may do, but based on the qualifications for the job. If you will review the resumes and experience demonstrated by other candidates, you would vote to postpone the appointment of the current interim director and recall the candidates to offer them a chance to actually be heard and interviewed without bias. The decision made this evening will have lasting consequences, and the working class of our community will respond at the ballot.
All right, back to the salary issue.
She's not qualified. She's not qualified to receive $100,000 a year. That's my discussion about it.
Okay, Larry.
I have a question.
Okay.
So at the end of, so in July, then is the expectation that she go to the next step?
No, that's negotiable.
Okay.
I mean,
that's always subject to the evaluations.
Evaluations.
Okay. That's the purpose.
I think I said, what did I say? Did I say it right? Possible raise. Any questions on that? We need to vote on this because this is part of the contract.
Are we making a motion?
Yeah, we need. I want a motion on each one individually.
Oh, each one individually.
Yeah, I would like it though.
I'll make a motion to start with step 14.
An evaluation in 6 months and
yes, possible raise at the first board meeting in January after the evaluation and following the schedule thereafter. I make a motion for that.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Michelle?
Ronnie Hess?
Yes.
Patty Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
No.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francis?
Yes.
All right, the second item, the time of employment.
I made a motion to accept, do I need to read them out?
Well, didn't I say them already?
No.
Until the first board meeting in January of 2024, after a good evaluation in January 2024, until the first board meeting in July 2024, after a good evaluation in July 2024, until July 2025, and annually thereafter.
I second.
Been moved and seconded. Michelle?
Mr. Ronan?
Yes.
Ms. Ivy?
Yes.
Ms. Kathy?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
No.
Ms. Bonilla?
Yes.
Francis?
Yes.
All right, the goals. I said, see the job description in the policy manual. Does anyone want to hear it read? That would be the goals.
Job description?
That would be the goals we have for our director. I need a motion that we accept the job description in the policy manual as our goals for the director.
I make the motion. I make a motion that we accept the job description as per the policy manual.
I second. I second it.
Michelle?
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Iverson?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Mary Davis?
Yes.
All right, the fourth item, in this pair.
Ms. Wayne Danielle, I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
And Ms. Francine Smith?
I'm sorry. The fourth item is a contract. We have never had a signed contract. We've always gone by the policy that the minutes of this meeting, what we just voted on, is the contract. So I'd like a motion that we accept the minutes of today's meeting as the contract with the new director.
I make a motion that the minutes of this meeting be a contract for our new director.
It's been moved and seconded, Michelle.
Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
No.
Ms. Wendy Neal?
Yes.
And Ms. Francine Smith?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. That's taken care of. Now, the committee came up with a name, and I would recommend, as per the committee, there was an objection, but that we vote on Michelle Parrish as our new director, not interim, put it that way.
Subject to the timelines we just voted on.
Yeah.
Subject to the timelines we just voted
on. Oh, yeah, subject to the timelines.
I make a motion that Michelle Parrish, we vote on her to be the next director, subject to the timeline in the agenda.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded.
Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Larry Davis?
No.
Ms. Medina?
Yes.
And Ms. Francine Smith?
Yes.
Present our new director.
Thank the Library Board of Peabody for their vote of confidence. As a lifelong resident of this parish, I've always considered the library and my community's needs when making decisions. I'd also like to say thank you to the library staff, my family, and my friends for the overwhelming outpouring of support. I look forward to maintaining the wonderful services and resources our library system provides for our patrons, and enhancing them over time as new ideas, innovations, and technologies become available in the coming months. I would like to enact much-needed policy changes and present the board with a list of future projects and goals to further the mission and vision of our beloved library. My initial goal is to ensure that the millage renewal passes, and this for this fall, and that our library is fully staffed so that we can continue to provide our community with members with the resources and programs and collections to fulfill their informational, educational, and recreational needs. To our community, I would like for you to know that the library staff is excited about the future of the system and the potential new services, resources, and facility that awaits it. They are also glad to see both familiar and new faces at our library branches. So, if you haven't gotten a library card or haven't visited in a while, now's the best time to do it. Come by and get access to our collections and our services, and remember, it's our community.
and it's our library. If anyone sees me out and about at the branches, community events, please stop by and say hello. I'm always glad to meet members of our Livingston Parish family.
Well, that's it. If you want to go home, stand up.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.